after she died of cancer, Juan Perón actually tried to have Eva canonized as a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. Throughout her political life, Eva commanded nothing less than adoration from the masses, even though she was a fascist. The strength of her image is what makes her such a suitable figure for a rock opera, and paradoxically enough, it is also what allows the opera to ignore the material forces of historical change. The politics of style extends to the production on the record as well. While the album is for the most part well done technically and the music tasteful, you come away with the nagging feeling that you've heard parts of it before, that you've been had. To be sure, there are stylistic similarities between Evita and Superstar, but you can also hear a little bit of Tommy and even some Judy Collins. On This Night of a Thousand Stars is reminiscent of Presley's It's Now or Never, and the innocent lift, the lilt of Getz's Gilberto runs all through. I'd Be Surprisingly Good for You, that's there too. They use all the popular tunes to hypnotize people, to adulate and worship a fascist, and that's the mood of USA and Britain today. It is often the mark of successful pop dictate writers to be familiar and trendy enough to have immediate appeal, but also to be original and innovative enough to set their music apart and to avoid lawsuits. Rice and Weber are successful pop writers. Performances are generally first rate, particularly those of Julie Covington as Eva and C.T. Wilkinson, who plays Che. The album's European hit single, Don't Cry For Me Argentina, will undoubtedly hit the top of the charts in this country too. Though released first in Europe, the opera is clearly oriented for USA audiences, or if you will, a North Americanized European audience also. Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, for example, is referred to throughout the album as BA, Big Apple. The marketing strategy seems to be centered around building a track record for the opera. First in Europe, where unlike the USA, Eva is a well-remembered figure in the popular mind. Presumably, the opera would then be ready to expand to other areas. In the U.S., the growth of rock exploitation movies such as American Hot Wax will provide a natural film-going audience for the opera. A natural, indeed. Robert Stigwood, producer of Saturday Night Fever and a forthcoming movie of Sgt. Pepper, was also the original producer of Jesus Christ Superstar. He is a master of crossover media, and he is meeting regularly with Weber and Rice. It is more than possible that in the next 2 years, we could be treated to a rock movie about fascism. This dismaying fact has one bright side. It could have been Jackie Kennedy, who's turned more fascist by the days, particularly since all of her fortunes has been lost by Carolyn Onassis marrying a humble Soviet citizen and him taking on her name and them living humbly in a Moscow apartment while he controls the most wealthy multinational corporation in the world, the Onassis shipping fortune. It's important to see that fascism, Argentina is one of the cruelest places in the world. People are disappearing daily. Last night's news mentioned several newsmen that have just disappeared off the face of the earth. Torture is just the style of the day. The CIA brought that overthrow of the elected government there. It's a terrible situation that music, the theater, the arts, all are beating the same drumbeat of fascism to hypnotize the masses, to prepare them for fascism USA style. Thus ends commentary. Know the commentary, the news, for special bonus. This ends the news and commentary for the day. Let's have good production, please, for the sake of our people that need to be free. We need to give them that hope, because the pressures are on. I've been up all night, again, dealing, in spite of my temperature, with the problems, which are many, many, against our people back there. So much of my time is taken up with fending off our enemies, and they are many on our people back there. Please take that burden at heart. When I go around a little bit later for the inspection of homes, I want everything to be neat and in order, carrying out the goals that I set yesterday. The importance of getting new shelter for our food supplies, with the cost of food going up in the world and the shortage of food in the world, and other things that have been doing rapid rate. Keep it up beautifully. The road and the landscaping all around the back of the pavilion and between the school pavilion and the one pavilion that doesn't have its canvas on, which I hope we'll get very, very soon indeed. I'll remove it and plant it with something because it looks very ugly monstrosity. Landscape, please. The walkways with vines like you've done so beautifully on the archways the seniors have on other walkways. And put banana plants and others around the vegetable area so everything is booming with life. That's what the Prime Minister loves, and he has promised that he'll be coming. He can't make his plans, it's a heavy time for him, but he'll just drop in by helicopter whenever he can find the time. Thank you very much, and I love you. Well, words don't express it, but I try. I love you, and if it doesn't show, nobody will ever be able to show love, because I love you so deeply. Bye for now.
Everybody, but everybody, absolutely everybody, is to be utilizing a fly swatter everywhere you go. Please have that understanding now. Most do not listen to the tape. Fortunately, Teresa takes the material from my voice and puts it into some form. So we'll please every teacher and the radio room announces periodically, again, for me, about, in case I'm out and about, because I'm going to be looking this place over thoroughly. We are not doing our part to carry joint responsibility. Many in the cottages are letting too few do the work and not keeping your own sections clean. Same with dormitories. So I am asking now, requesting and demanding that we do this. All are to be in the pavilion theater area at 7:30. News will be played first at 5:30 and again at 6:30. People better listen closely. It will determine whether there'll be a test tonight or not. Those that have been exempted for other meetings, if I have it, will be given another test of another type. Otherwise, if there's enough interest shown in the news, we will see a theater presentation which carries a message, and I'll interpret it as I did last night, but I want everyone to see it. It's called Uptight, with a good cast of actors, black actors. Whether we just see it, which is just an hour and 40 minutes, or have it and testing, depends upon the interest that I can see around here in reading these blackboards and listening closely. Now, I do mean for people who are responsible, the teachers, the librarians, to listen when I give an announcement so we don't have things erased without my permission. We've got to get people aware. There are certain things I wrote on the blackboard. I wrote on the blackboard that I wanted people to get, and they were removed. Don't go willy-nilly erasing blackboards without checking with the librarian. It's absolutely essential. We must not have the blackboards brushed against and erased. Now please, everyone, get your fly swatters now and put them to good use and announce this from time to time. The Burmese Chamber of Commerce is meeting, according to Guyana Broadcasting Studios this afternoon, on means and ways of bringing the land of absentee landlords into utilization of all the citizenry. Expropriation. This is truly a socialist concept, putting the land to use in the hands of the people. Prime Minister Burnham says the private sector is going to abide by code and guidelines. In the small businesses, they will or be put out of business if they do not deal fairly with the public at a modest profit. He is tired of profiteering, and of course has already dismissed one of his cabinet and is in preparation for doing so with another, as we have been told off the record. A fire in Burmese, police are investigating. It could be arson on the part of certain militant elements against socialism. 3,000 $1 damage. Fortunately, no life was lost. 26 participant leaders in a three-week course on teaching teachers how to teach in cooperatives, socialist cooperatives, as the government is making a thrust for all to be living in the agricultural sector in socialist cooperatives just like ours. They'll be taught in skills and management training in reference to agricultural procedures of how to make a basic living, as well as the usual academics that they present. The Commonwealth has a metrification workshop going in Georgetown, all the Caribbean nations, participants from the entire region, geared to assist all countries in the conversion to the metric system that is taking place very shortly. The USA, Canada, Australia also are sending representatives. The date when all Caribbean countries will be fully metric will be announced soon. USA is going on the metric system also. In fact, the whole world is going on the metric system. That means we better get busy. Metric system will be the only mathematics used. Guyana, Jamaica, Socialist Friendship Society held meeting. Comrade Barnett, Jamaican High Commissioner, addressed the group as to the aims of a socialist society to promote cultural exchange activities between Guyana and Jamaica, fostering closer relations of people of both Jamaica, Guyana, and Cuba. The Jamaican High Commissioner stated that Cuba, that Jamaica and Guyana have always had excellent relations. In spite of the pressure on their economy, Jamaica will maintain its high socialist goals, said he. We know that Jamaica is in great difficulty because of not owning the means of production and the means of distribution. They have not nationalized hardly any of their industrial and their properties in general. It's still in the hands of multinationals, which makes them in the grip, more in the grip of the IMF loan than they would be otherwise. Because many socialist nations have taken the International Monetary Fund loans, like Tanzania, and have still spoken up boldly to the capitalist. There could have been no braver speech than President Nyerere of Tanzania and Kuhundu of Zambia as they denounced U.S. imperialist intrusion into African affairs. But Jamaica has a very great difficulty in that there are too many multinationals. Even Tanzania has more multinationals in their own country than we do in Guyana. The Prime Minister had a stroke of genius by nationalizing 90% of the means of production, the property, the land holdings, all the corporations, the industries are in the hands of the government, the people. Prime Minister Burnham sends a message to Prime Minister Manley on the anniversary. This is his anniversary as a socialist president of Guyana, wishing him the warmest wishes and continued pledge of support from Guyana to defend socialism in the Caribbean and in Jamaica. The Vatican. All the world is mourning the death of the Holy See, the seat of Peter, Pope Pius VI. I cannot recall offhand anything that he's ever really done earth-shaking-wise in calling for world peace. He has said that he fears nuclear holocaust is on the way. He usually speaks out against Red Brigade activities in Italy, asking them to release this one or that one that they're holding hostage or ransom. But I've heard him never, not once, speak against the massive wealth of the Catholic Church. The 700 million Catholics possess more riches than most nations in the Vatican in gold and silver that could be sold to aid the people. The Catholic Church here has been a strong opponent to the government, and in many ways have interfered with the internal safety of socialism. This has been the statement of the People's National Congress, the ruling party. President Carter sent messenger that said that Pius was a messenger of peace and love in the world. Chile and Panama are going into 3 days of mourning. Chile, a fascist state, they ought to go into mourning over the political prisoners that they have and the ones they've tortured. Panama has become more and more subdued by U.S. domination and pressure. It's interesting how they don't mourn their political prisoners. They don't mourn their people that have been displaced from the earth, totally taken away by the secret police. None of mourning over that, but we mourn over an 80-year-old pope that's old enough to die. Yugoslavia, communist Yugoslavia, praised Pope Paul for trying to bring about peace in the world. Now, I may be not fully aware, but I don't remember that many statements that were so terribly effective. We grieve anyone's death. We don't like people to have to die. It's sad. It leaves other people lonely. Always someone needs the person that's died. Or the institutions, particularly in socialism, need you. If you can't face the fact that other people need you, you ought to know that when your work is gone, the burden is on others. And that's why it is immoral to think about dying all the time, and suicide is immoral. No wonder it requires rebirth of 500 generations. West Germany, Holland, Spain, Sweden, a pretty good socialist democracy that's been giving a lot of aid to African liberation, and France were the only other nations that have sent. Nothing has been heard. Who has great resentments to the Catholic that was done in the name of the Catholic. All the Catholic Church was thrown out of China, established its own independent Chinese communist, and the Soviet Union has made any condolences from the perspective of the Arab world. Most of the African nations, the Soviet Union, of all the Vatican's good work for peace, Vance is now in one of the most important tasks. What he did there, the peace of the future. In other words, USC's likely Egypt, Israeli. He said there has to be some progress towards negotiation, or the world's in trouble. Thorpe of Britain, that I gave you about the West Manchester attack on Guyana, it's the of Britain, and who was also Lord, the head of the Liberal Party of England, pounds bail, $12,000 for a man who's been charged with commit murder. Resented, allowed to be free on bail. Person would not be out on bail because usually a capital crime, the crime of murder, is not a bailable offense. They have asked him not to run for the next election. He may remain in his office, the parliament said. Well, my God. Well, of course, a person should be innocent until proven guilty, but I'm sure such treatment would not be afforded the poor. If convicted, he can face up to 10 years of jail minimum under the present indictment. They didn't indict him for the most severe charges, of course. He's in the ruling class. But any time in jail will be difficult for a man of his stature. He'll be worried all the time. It'll be worse than the gas chamber, wondering what people of the poor and the working class will be after him. Jaworski, in a statement to U.S. News and World Report that was carried over Guyana Broadcasting Studios, said he is now the brunt of many investigations and harassments from the U.S. government. He said, any time you investigate, you open yourself to investigation. When you particularly begin to step on toes of people in high places and prove government corruption. Jaworski, the famous lawyer, had resigned his government commission. He had been commissioned by the president to investigate the payola scandals from the KCIA, South Korean dictatorship, to several congressmen and senators. And he said the U.S. government was hypocritical and intended to do nothing about it. I know about investigations. It was when I did the investigation of Senator Stennis and came up with proof that he had sent two Air Force officers from Biloxi Air Force Base, Kessler Air Force Base, to do harm, apparently, or something, to Unita Bay Black Belt Wright, who was praising Communist China in our San Francisco pulpit. It was only days thereafter that the public relations firm was given $1 million in San Francisco to start plans for smearing, harassing, and trying to destroy People's Temple. So Jaworski is quite right. Once you step on anyone's toes and stand up for principle, you're in difficulty. That's why you should be grateful that you're in the United States in the eyes a deserter. You have found a new place where you can build a new life because you were in People's Temple, and they would never forget that, even though some of you would sell out a few at a drop of a hat. Remember, they will not trust you. You've been with People's Temple. You've been with the great beauty and truth of Jim Jones and socialism too long. Thus ends the commentary of the news from Guyana Broadcasting Studios. I'll later give you Radio Moscow. Remember again, we all shall gather under the theater pavilion at 7:30 promptly, whether we have a test or whether we just watch a movie, a beautiful Hollywood movie with black people in it, that highly dramatized armed struggle, and give you some insights that I will elaborate on again as I did last night. I want everyone to see it unless cleared in steering or the administrators' meeting. You must see this and will be responsible for it on test. Also, you must ask later for the movie Scottsboro Brothers, how 9 black people were framed for rape when all the witnesses admitted they were liars, and even the doctors that tested the woman found no live spermatozoa, and they would have been based on the fact that she said she was raped while they were all being bums on a boxcar. They would have had to show. The whole case was filled with racism, and it still goes on. It's being revived in USA, and you must see it. Very good Hollywood drama has its propaganda, which I will point out. There's always a little bit of that, but I will point out the interesting points, the irrelevant points in both the films. 7:30 for the movie for all of us under the theater pavilion. I love you very much. Get the fly swatters going now. Thank you. Attention, attention. I am testing for your ability to pick up the important elements of the news. That's why you're listening in one place at one time. A terrible responsibility of listening being neglected. Everyone was asked to turn in an interview for this book and movie that's being done on us, and it's got to be done by tomorrow evening on where you were and how significantly this church changed your life, what criminal things you were doing, what wrong things you were about to get into, and in many, many, many instances, what crimes you have done and were doing. Then show what I have done, the church, the movement has done for you, without going into a lot of political labels. Speaking of this, you can speak of cooperative living, socialism, but this nonviolent socialism, that sort of thing. I have to have those interviews in. I don't ask for things unless they're needed. I've been neglected here from going on with the test and the movie because of some important vital matters that have arisen. You must cooperate to get this done. This is the chance to take off the pressure from our people and could mean the difference in them going to jail. If we can get these evaluations done, get them written up clearly, everyone is to do it. Because we can get them into the district attorney that's trying to frame. You know who they're trying to frame. Very much. I'm sure you haven't forgot. McIlvaine, V, Florida, Gene Brown, a host of others, due to our bitter enemies. Now I will give you a Moscow slant on the news. Listen to that, and then we shall proceed with the test if we have no more listening than have been listening, because we're observing those that are listening. IIS is see that people are not in their homes. Some are still in their homes. It's been reported they are in their homes and dormitories. They feel that they are elitist and above us. But we have people who do not know and still don't, I'm sorry to say, the difference between socialism, communism, and capitalism. We've got problems. So we have to have, sometimes I resent for the better of you having to do this, but if you show you're not elitist, it sets a good model. It won't be done often. But we have to have some general settings like this where people sit down at one time and listen together. Now you can share when I finish this, because you'll have just a few minutes to talk about the news before I come over and we proceed with either the test or the movie. Soviet Romanian delegations met today with the essential in view of the built-up between China and European nations. According to China's doctrine of three worlds, you know, it is her purpose that the third world, underdeveloped nations, headed by her, should draw close to the second world, the capitalist nations, industrial nations of Europe, and try to woo them away from both the superpowers. Although her inclination now seems to be posturing, probably to trick USA, that's the danger. They come from totally different philosophies, so it's impossible for China and USA to be together. You can't have a nation practicing domestic communism and have anything really of affinity with USA that practice racism, classism, elitism, ageism, sexism. They're contradictory, but she's using this to try to make USA think that she's in a better position in the world balance of power. She's probably trying to get her own inroads so that possibly, if there is any hope of saving the world, she can save them through wooing some of the capitalists away. Areas of the Caribbean, like she's moved in Jamaica and Guyana, to move them away from capitalist hold, U.S. imperialist hold. But nonetheless, the Soviet Union are terribly troubled about this situation. Of course, who can know what's in another's minds? And no nation reveals its foreign policy except to its very close inner circle. Rallies around the world for the anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where now we reveal true Japanese statistics have come out that 1,300,000 died at the time and after the war from injuries and from radiation sickness. Some 90,000 in Hiroshima alone died in post-war years, still dying of radiation disease, which caused cancer. And dreadful, dreadful deaths they are, usually cancer of the blood. Nuclear weapons are being placed frighteningly. Neutron weapons have been revealed by a British source, apparently double agent that the Soviet Union has, that there is now being brought in to Rhodesia neutron weapons. So it seems that USA is prepared to risk the whole world or the Northern Hemisphere being destroyed over her holdings. As you know, she has some 400 corporations there. The British have 300 multinational corporations, which are also interlocked with USA, and West Germany also has 300 corporations, all interlocked by the ruling Trilateral Commission. This is a dreadful bit of news. As 97% of the land area, admittedly by Voice of America, BBC, as well as Radio Moscow, is in the total possession of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, it is obvious that the people want them as their leaders. But it matters not to capitalism. They're interested in the chrome and the cobalt, which they cannot keep their economy going. There would be total shutdown of industry, total economic collapse, it is said by Radio Moscow, and as much has been said by Voice of America, if USA loses those vital minerals and strategic resources in Africa. Seven more people who went to
Reverend Carter's First Baptist Church in Washington, where he hypocritically teaches a Sunday school, just wearing buttons opposing the neutron bomb, which has been jokingly called in military circles, according to a colonel who stepped forward to United Press, the nigger bomb for South Africa and for U.S. cities' ghettos. In an interview with the New York Times, the colonel, one of the prominent colonels in the Air Force, said it's a well-known fact that the neutron bomb is for the control of minorities, both at home, USA, and abroad. Anyway, the seven people wearing the signs were immediately arrested and charged with disturbing the peace, inciting to riot, and they face a long sentence. USA cannot even stand the truth to look at it. They can't even stand to read it or see it on a lapel. This is how bad things are getting. Cyrus Vance, Egyptian talks with Sadat, not going too well. Secretary of State is trying to bring some agreement between the intransigent and what many in the world call lunatic Menachem Begin, the right-wing prime minister of Zionist Israel, and Anwar Sadat, who has become a virtual dictator under referendum in Egypt, who used to be pro-Soviet under Nasser until he was killed mysteriously by the CIA. Now it is a more or less pro-USA, but it will not go along with USA accommodating Israel. Angola. Defenses of the revolutionary accomplishments are being broadened. Students are coming from the East German Democratic People's Republic and various socialist nations of the world to help the Angolans safeguard their revolution. It has been brought out by BBC sources, British sources, that Angola has been targeted for destruction, and Ethiopia, Rhodesia, and South Africa. The USA is determined not to allow these nations to be free. But many people are rallying in, students who have no training in arms, coming from the USSR, various parts of the world, to back Angola. Presently, the South African invasion of yesterday has been pushed back again to the borders. Ethiopian troops have fully cleared the area in Eritrea, where the Eritrea secessionists, backed by USA and China for some reason, trying to provoke nuclear World War III, obviously. It's obvious if one looks at it. We must always try to put ourselves in the shoes of other people. It's obvious that China sees it's hopeless, and they're trying to get it over with before the whole world will be destroyed. As long as there's hope, though, the Soviet Union, having suffered 22 million dead in World War II, are trying for peace. And they believe that in time, the economic systems of socialism being superior will compete satisfactorily, and as Khrushchev said, bury the capitalist system. Not bury the people, but destroy the capitalist system just in competition, because capitalists cannot compete with socialism. As for instance, the Soviet Air Force, the civilian commercial air flights are one half the price to the people that U.S. flights are. Daring raid near Salisbury. The second operation of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front managed to kill off 615 mercenaries. The Rhodesians have so few people really backing their government that mercenaries from USA, Britain, and other white nations are being hired. But the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front under Joshua Nkoma, nationalist, and Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, was able to destroy the entire troop maneuver of Rhodesian white regime Ian Smith, 615 dead. The guerrillas also destroyed 30 armored carriers, and it is possible that they got a hold of two boxcars in a train that contained some of the neutron bombs. Let us hope so. This, says Radio Moscow, is an absolute fact. Their sources are inviolable and accurate, that the neutron bomb is being placed in Rhodesia. This would be tremendous if the Rhodesian front was able to have achieved this. They shot down 9 helicopters and 2 Mirage jets. 97%, as I said, of Rhodesian territory is under the control of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. The true name, the black African name for Rhodesia, is Zimbabwe. Namibia has outbreaks everywhere. SWAPU is again fighting because it said they've been tricked by the United Nations, just as the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia, by their dissenting votes declared. They are fighting the South Africans at some 25 different points. SWAPU is the truly People's Army of Namibia fighting for its freedom. United Nations Charter has guaranteed independence to Namibia December 6th, and even including Walvis Bay. But Union of South Africa has refused to go along with it, and it'll be under the supervision of the UN, which USSR feels there'll be too much domination of capitalism when in the final turnout. Michael Malani, important leader, all black leaders have now been arrested. This is a white leader. All black leaders, all black press, all black organs of news have been completely shut down, and all black leaders have been arrested. This was a white chap. He was arrested in Johannesburg Airport as he was trying to get out under an assumed identity. He was a white person who had championed something like the Johannesburg Star that spoke about Mozambique being a beautiful country. He had been speaking too freely the truth. And in South Africa, you can be arrested just now. As the U.S. Supreme Court has said, you can be arrested, detained without trial, as long as the state feels that you are continuing to be a threat to the security of the nation. U.S. monitoring demands for releasing political prisoners. U.S. is being extremely embarrassed and troubled as mounting pressure in the Chicano and black communities and Asian communities are trying to point out to the world and the United Nations in protest. They've arrested six different protest groups in front of the United Nations for pointing out political prisoners in USA. More and more demands are coming for Andrew Young, the lone black person in the administration. And he's a light-skinned black at that, the ambassador to the United Nations. He admitted there were thousands of political prisoners. Now the NAACP is championing two men, for instance, in New York, who have been in prison 12 years when they were convicted, where witnesses later lied, admitted they had lied on the stand. But they have actually pointed out in different groups now that there are some 35,000 political prisoners in the United States that easily qualify, who were arrested for no particular reason, who did not get due process, and who had irregular trials. Pope Paul VI's death message of condolence was sent from the Soviet Union. There was not much praise of his work for peace, but it just mentioned that he had been 15 years head of the Roman Catholic Church. Soviet cosmonauts, 53 days in the orbital station. They have built a total platform and cargo ships. USA has suggested that they are using laser platforms from these space platforms, as well as other devices that can utilize the sun in an offensive against any enemy. Something like mirror reflection would be. It could be quite significant, that level in space. You could, through magnifying devices, scorch out whole areas. Whole cities could be scorched, just like you'd put a magnifying glass over a little area, if you've ever done as a child, and you can see the whole grass burn up right before your eyes. Four subjects have been decided in the Cuban festival, where there will be the next meeting of the non-aligned nations of the world. They will be unity in the 145 nations against imperialist moves in Africa. There's an indictment of the neutron bomb. There's a demand for disarmament and stopping of spreading of nuclear weapons. There's also indictment of U.S. policy and Chinese policy of inciting difficulties in Southeast Asia. It was an anti-imperialist tone, the strongest that has ever been in youth festivals that was held for the first time in the Cuban nation, the beautiful Cuban nation, just 90 miles below of Miami. A total new political climate. The vast majority of the 145 nations represented that socialism was the only answer to the world's problems. World Day of Action to ban nuclear weapons was decided. Protest is to be held in front of U.S. embassies in all of the 145 nations of the world. Well, people are beginning to see that
Something's got to be done immediately, as Dr. Daniel Ellsberg says. The neutron bomb is the match that will trigger the conflagration of nuclear war. It's the last stand. He said nuclear war is going to happen, you know, in tears. And apparently the world is getting a hold of it and trying to make massive protest actions, at least other than in apathetic USA, where you can't hardly get people moving. A number of leaders are taking some strong stands now, but the demonstrations are too small indeed. Imperialist blocks in Africa. U.S. wants to set up military bases in East Africa, said the BBC informant to Radio Moscow, forming a joint military command with CETO. They will be utilizing their CETO allies, which include Turkey and Egypt and other nations of that sort. They are demanding and putting pressure on them to get involved in stop. If that happened to be a black neighborhood, it wouldn't even kill across the street where the whites' neighborhood began. They can control it that much, and everything in the entire area would be safe. There's no radiation leakage into the other neighborhoods. It is self-contained. It destroys all human life, animal life, and leaves even the papers and pencils on a desk intact, not doing any damage in terms of property, which is the god of capitalism. It shows the superiority of socialism by the kind of weapons USA makes. Napalm to bomb children, anti-personnel shrapnel, as they brought out in the movie Hearts and Minds, that slice up bodies. No socialist nation has ever made those kind of bombs. Neutron bombs that will destroy people and not property. All is a violation of the principles of the United Nations, said the 145 nations meeting at the Youth Festival, their delegations. Implant a new neocolonialist policy in Africa is the Cold War policy of Carter. Whatever his own intentions, it is now clear that the military is ruling. The military monopoly industrial capitalist class in USA is calling the shots, said Radio Moscow. USSR has built some 70 new universities and some 103 new industrial training centers and have completed now some 200 more secondary education schools in the beginning of this year. They have built health service centers, medical services free, of course, as you know. Even Senator Kennedy can't get guaranteed health where people pay insurance. In USA, it's being fought on every hand by the news and the AMA, the American Medical Doctors. In fact, U.S. still, their government pays more in Medicaid and Medi-Cal due to rip-offs by doctors who refuse to have prices regulated, their charges regulated. They pay 8.7% for medical services in USA of their gross national product, whereas Canada only pays 7%, and Canada provides free medical care, free dental care for all of its citizens for $1 a month. That buys all the dental, all the medical care, all the pharmacy prescriptions, everything for $1 a month. But U.S., due to the rip-offs of the petty bourgeoisie who are trying to become bourgeoisie, the doctors who own hospitals and kill off patients, like the one doctor killing off five patients, injecting them with the deadly curare to get rid of welfare patients who included both white and black so he could have them for rich paying guests. So USA is the only nation left on earth that does not have guaranteed health plans for its people. The rest of the capitalist nations have had to bend to that demand because it is inconceivable. In USA, do you realize, in USA, according to U.S. News and World Report, 2.5 months, it takes 2.5 months of a U.S. worker's entire paychecks for the year. In other words, better than one-sixth, nearly one-fifth, 1 hour out of every 5 hours of his time he earns goes to medical care for himself, his wife, or his children. That's how bad it is. And that does not include dental care. That's how much the average American worker is paying for medical care. Even other capitalist nations have been forced by their populace to wake up. But U.S. population, we will see. Kennedy, Senator Edward Kennedy, is going against Carter's plan now to go against his promise to the American electorate that he would have a guaranteed health plan, which would have been much more costly. They would have had to pay about $30 or something a month for such a plan. But nonetheless, it would have been a plan. Now Carter's gone back on that. But Senator Kennedy said the American people will not have it. We shall see. They've gone along with everything else. They seem to be the most apathetic people on earth.
and we will see whether Senator Edward Kennedy stands alone. He's certainly being attacked by the rest of the Congress and many elements of the press, and certainly President Carter's against him, and Carter seems to be a politician, so he ought to know what the people want. Anyway, this is the end and summation of the news from Radio Moscow. Now you can turn to your neighbor and talk for just a little bit about the news and see what you got out of it. Share it with each other.